Alright, what's going on, man? Y'all now tuned in to the Many Men Podcast featuring your boy GTM2J and that boy Franco.
What's going on, man?
Alright, so just to kick things off, man, how your week been going, man?
Man, pretty smooth, man. I can't complain, man. I woke up every day, you know what I'm saying? I was able, you know what I'm saying, to do what I needed to do, you know what I'm saying? Try to do some more. You know what I'm saying? A great week.
I feel you on that. Yeah, mine was kind of good too, kind of hectic, man, you know.
Oh yeah, life going life.
Just dealing with the same old, you know, being an entrepreneur and just dealing with life-to-life stuff, man, you know. It's kind of, you never know what's going to unfold, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready for any and everything.
Stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Nah, for real. But, yeah, on this segment of this, a Many Men Podcast, man, we want to talk about health. You know what I'm saying? Amongst the men, you know, all type of races, you know, but mainly men, though. It's just like, you know, we go through a lot on our day-to-day basis and, you know what I'm saying, be ripping and running, and we really don't be paying attention to a lot of stuff. More or less going to the doctor, going to the gym and stuff like that. You know, even your mental, checking on your mental health, getting that evaluated, or even having someone you can confide in and talk to about certain things. So it's like, us as men, you know, we go through a lot of things that are unhealthy for us. So that's why I wanted to talk about men's health today.
And then we dive deep into more unhealthier ways.
Yeah, so definitely so.
Doing shit we know we ain't got no damn business doing.
Nah, definitely. One thing I see, even as we partaking in smoking right now, you know, I don't feel as bad because I do go and work out, even though this is still not good. But
speaking of that, what's crazy is the reason why I'm smoking paper and grabber these days is because I used to smoke leaves like crazy. And like, I noticed a change once I stopped smoking leaves so much and started smoking paper and grabber. Like, it's definitely a difference, you know what I'm saying, behind how thick, you know, it pops, you know what I'm saying, the leaf is compared to, you know what I'm saying, the paper and grabber, and like, the effects it has on my body, you know what I'm saying, the things I'm able to do more, you know what I'm saying, because leaf made me eat from the kale.
Well, I will say this, all this shit kind of fucked up for us because we not manufacturing it, we just buying it. So at the end of the day, you don't know what's really going into what you're getting. You just
going for what you know.
All that. But I'm going to say this. As far as like men's health, I see a lot of my partners smoking,
drinking,
niggas not getting enough rest. I just feel like, you know, those are all combinations to create bad habits in your life. Also, mood swings and stuff of that nature, because you know when you're not taking care of yourself, you kind of like be all over the place. Sometimes you be irritable, frustrated. So we always got to remember to take that time out for ourselves.
Like a mug.
Definitely, we got to remember to take that time out for ourselves and focus on ourselves. I know me, I focus on a lot of other things and then I get to myself, but you gotta learn how to put yourself first. As a man, shit, people depend on you a lot.
It's not selfish. Mm-hmm. It's selfish when you don't put yourself first and you're not the best you, and you giving bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying? You giving somebody 50, 60, 70% when you can't, and you ain't even at nowhere near 100. You know what I'm saying? If you can do something, do it all the way to the best of your ability. But if you not healthy, you not at the best you.
Nah, hell nah.
If your mental not right, you're not at the best you. You know what I'm saying? If you're not in your emotional, if you in a bad emotional space where you want to do negative things, then you don't need to be trying to help nobody, because you're going to help them into a negative situation and give up that negative energy.
And I will say this, man. For me, if I'm waking up and I'm feeling like I'm having negativity, like a negative feeling, I don't really talk to nobody. Or I try not to be around too many people that day, because I don't want to give that negative energy off. And I think people don't really think about stuff like that. Like, You know, you gotta self-evaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to read yourself like, damn, something ain't right with me today. Let me control who I give my energy to, because I don't want nobody come making my situation worse, or I don't want to make anybody day fucked up. So sometimes we gotta realize, even with that, when you waking up, your energy don't feel right. First thing you should be doing is praying when you waking up anyway, but you know, if you still ain't feeling right after that, man, hey, stay to yourself that day as much as you can until that energy get up off of you and you feel like you ready to be around folks, because shit is contagious. And I done seen people with negative energy latch on to other people with negative energy, and that shit just go haywire. So energy is a big thing. So health-wise, make sure you're getting your sleep. Make sure you're eating right.
Drink water. A lot of you niggas ain't drinking no fucking water. Drink water. You need to drink water. A lot of water. 1-2 bottles ain't gonna cut it. At least 4. At least 4 within a 24-hour cycle. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to drink 8, but 8. You know what I'm saying? Just at least 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, all day drinking soda and juice all day. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you smoking and doing drugs. Like, you need to drink that water to flush it out, wash it out, and keep it in diluted as much as possible. Eat greens. You know what I'm saying? Stop eating so much fried food. You niggas got down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because even if you ain't got into the working out mindset, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is definitely a mindset. Like, you can start by eating better and definitely drinking more water. You know what I'm saying? Then taking those steps to where you're doing small workouts around the house, whether it's doing push-ups, a little calisthenics, whether you're walking around the neighborhood, apartment, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do a little exercises, build up, and then be like, all right, I'm ready to go to the gym. But at the end of the day, you need to do sometimes. You need to get up and move. You know what I'm saying? Even to all my gamers and streamers out there, you know what I'm saying? I get it. Get your butt, take 30 minutes, 20 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Go walk around, go walk outside, go get that sun. You need to get that sun every day. You know what I'm saying? The sun need to feel like, the sun need to touch your body. You know what I'm saying? You need to get out in the house. You know what I'm saying? Breathe that fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Even if you live in a community where the air is polluted, at the end of the day, you need that fresh air.
Definitely. I definitely say that too, like, if you staying confined in a space, like definitely in your house, ain't no fresh air in there. You definitely need to get out the house and get fresh air every day. You know what I'm saying? Go walk around your block. Just go breathe in the fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Even that helps. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, that. What else I want to speak of on the help? Hold on, let me take these shades off so y'all can see. I'm being serious too.
I ain't bullshit.
Also on top of the working out, fellas, you know, again, it's a lot of niggas out here not taking care of themselves, even on a hygiene tip. Bro, as a grown man, shouldn't nobody be walking around here smelling you. Hey, this episode of Many Man Podcast is brought to you by Mr. G's Automotive, where they do automotive collision repair, and they also located on 4960 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. Hey, if you got anything going on with your car, make sure you take it to Mr. G's. If you got something going on with your AC, you riding around in the summertime, you ain't got no AC, and you sweating, take it to Mr. G's. You need heat for the wintertime. You got to ride with a coat on? That ain't right. Take it to Mr. G's. You need new brakes? They squealing, grinding? Take it to Mr. G's. You need an oil change? Go ahead, take it to Mr. G's. Man, hey, listen, I'm telling you, they got the best work in the city, best prices. Y'all go ahead, check in now. And make sure y'all follow them on Instagram at Mr. G's Automotive. That's Mr. G's, MRGEES _ Automotive. Y'all tap in and let them know Many Man Podcast sent y'all courtesy of GTM TV. Y'all already know.
You feel me? As a grown man, even if you don't wear cologne or, you know, fragrances or stuff like that, you ain't got to, but nobody should be able to smell your ass as a grown man.
And bro, y'all know you be smelling yourself first. Because when I'm outside all day, bro, I'm like, oh, shit. If I do this, like, bro, I know it. Like, bro, I'm like, oh, damn, I need to go take a shower. So, I know you smell yourself, bro. So I'm like, how is you doing that, bro? Like,
people gotta treat themselves the way they treat other shit. You know what I'm saying? The way you'll give so much attention to some other shit, you gotta give that same shit back to yourself. So taking care of yourself, man, going to the gym, making sure you shower, brushing your teeth daily. You know, I see so many people with
bad teeth, bad
mouth, cavities and shit, and it's like, bruh, niggas don't be brushing their teeth.
Go to the dentist.
Niggas don't go to the dentist. Niggas don't go to the doctor to even get a checkup. Niggas don't even know what's they.
Go get STD tests. Y'all out here fucking all these dirty assholes.
Niggas don't know they.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all dick suck. All these bitches. Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Go get STD check. Go get tested. You got free clinics out here, and I'm going to put y'all up on game real quick. You can get free health insurance, whether you got a job or not, especially if you ain't got no job. Or if you got a job and you make under $20,000 because $20,000 is the poverty line, like, you can get free health care. Like, they giving niggas free health care. Like, go online, just type it in, free health care, call, make the call, whoop, whoop, you gonna get free health care. $0 a month. Like, go get that shit, make you a doctor, find your local doctor, health care center around, clinic, whatever. Go, you know what I'm saying? Get you, like, get you a physical, get you an STD test. Yeah, first thing, get the STD test. Like, even if you can't, even if you don't want to go get health insurance, like, you can find your local clinic. They'll get down $0 to $30 for your first go around. You ain't never been there. They'll give you, right? They'll give you that. Like, you need to check up. You need to check yourself. Like, especially if you got a bitch and you fucking other hoes, right? Y'all need to be tripping.
Yeah,
use condoms. They're part of your health, nigga. Use condoms.
The HIV rates, they been getting high out here. The HIV rates been getting high out here, so.
And ain't even just in out here, like, where we at. It's everywhere.
I'm just saying, period. It's just getting high. And motherfuckers gotta learn how to take better care of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Females and males included. But mainly, this is mainly more catered towards the men. Man, you gotta watch what you're doing. You can't be raw dogging every female. You know what I'm saying? You can't be just doing everything with everybody. Strap that shit the fuck up. Even if you're strapping up, you still need to go get tested. Nigga, fact. You never.
Man, what, you got your dicks up raw, you probably didn't kiss that little dusty old something. Like,
you never 100% just sure of anything. So always make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Got to, man. You know what I'm saying? Make good dentist, get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you're keeping your teeth brushed. Make sure you're washing your ass. Get make sure you going scrubber. To the gym, man. Just shit as a man, bro. Because niggas want to holler at women every day. I ain't going to lie to you. But, bro, you got to come at these females the right way as well. Because, nigga, you coming at a female and you don't smell good. Your breath stink. Your health ain't good. Like, bro, what good is you to yourself?
Bro, you'll go a long way with good hygiene. You'll go a long way with anybody, bro. Like, with good hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only just hygiene, like, good hygiene, like, your environment, your surroundings. Like, stop going to niggas' houses and not taking your trash with you. Like, stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because that brings clutter, that bring bugs and all other types of things. And then it's like, how you keep that, it's how you keep everything, like your mental again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do things to keep a level head.
Nigga, you gotta do things that gonna keep you up and goddamn keeping that motion going.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not doing the right things ain't finna come your way. I can just tell you, you can make a lot of things easy on yourself. It's on you, on how you wanna move out here. But as men, bro, it's just certain shit. Shouldn't no other motherfucker have to tell you, bro. These are things that you need to realize for yourself. And you know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be scared. You know what I'm saying? If you got a homeboy, and you know he moving out here funny like that, nigga, say something to that nigga. Don't let that nigga be moving out here like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got you got niggas that'll let a nigga move like that. That says a lot about that motherfucker.
And then sometimes you have a nigga like me that will tell you, nigga, you stink. Nigga, you musty as hell. Nigga, go bang. What the fuck
and you
wrong
ain't even got to tell a nigga just that, bro. It's all on how you tell a nigga something. But just
nah,
let him
I'm
know,
an
bro.
Asshole. I'm going to tell you. Like, nigga, you need, like, bro. Like, you need to go wash your ass. Like, you was tripping. Like, what do you
just
doing?
Let a nigga know, bro. Hey, listen,
you ain't
bro.
Getting in my car smelling like that, nigga. That wrong with you, nigga. That's too close.
See, you ain't even finna get in my car if I know you on that type of tip, bro.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of things I'm not finna do, and you going to realize it real soon. But I'm one of them niggas that will let you know, hey, bro, whoop de whoop, and I even try to help you, bro. Like, shit, what you need, something, goddamn, I go and get it for you. So, you gotta be able to
man,
talk
no.
to motherfuckers, too.
A lot of these niggas just be lazy, bro. These niggas be in his pay, bro. These niggas
ain't no nigga have... that lazy that you ain't finna. You
bro,
that
listen,
lazy
I'm
you ain't
telling,
finna wash
listen,
your ass,
bro. Listen, I'm telling you,
brush
bro.
Your teeth.
Bro, I'm
you
telling
you.
You
wanna go get some hoes?
Bro, listen, I'm telling you, bro. Like, I know, bro. Niggas be dead ass, be in a house all day. Whether it's day house, they partner house, what have you. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, like, because I'm gonna say, like, and the reason why I say that, whether they partner house, they be at some place where they can wash their ass. And the reason why I say it like that is because, like, I remember there was a point in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to wash my ass at my friend's house. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's these it's niggas I used to be around, and these niggas at the houses, one nigga was staying with his mom, another nigga was staying with his grandma, but these niggas was always musty and smelling like it. One nigga was always musty, the other nigga always smelled like ass. Like, this shit was insane. I'm like, bro, it's no reason I'm homeless, staying like, and I'm taking a shower at niggas' houses, and y'all got homes, and it's no reason. And it ain't like that. These niggas weren't staying in apartments, bro. These niggas had, like, these folks, like, had houses, real houses in nice neighborhoods. Like, y'all niggas was just being lazy and nasty. And they was wondering why they never had no homes. Right? Because you stink. Like,
shit. Some individuals don't want nothing out here.
Nah, and that shit be sad, bro. Like, how can you go so, like, you niggas would go days, a week without washing their ass, bro. Like, trust me, bro, I get 1 or 2 days, like, I get it, you know what I'm saying? 3 max, I understand how, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, fuck that. I ain't have no leniency for that. We grown.
You
right. When you was young.
But listen, but you right. But I'm not just talking about us at our age and old. I'm talking about the niggas in the niggas 18 to 25. Like, I'm talking about them niggas.
Fuck that.
Like, cause they, like, I understand.
Nah, nigga, don't be taking no days, nigga. Wash your ass the next day, nigga. Wash your ass every day. Don't take no
especially
1 day, no 2 days,
fucking
no
bitches,
3 days.
Bro, like, and that's what, like, I don't see how a nigga will fucking bitch and not go wash their ass. No, bro. Y'all niggas is disgusting. Y'all wonder why y'all be itching and all that other nasty ass shit, bro. Like,
I mean, shit. That's why you gotta have stand up niggas who gonna let a nigga know, hey, bro, that ain't the way to go.
Right, like, even goddamn when times turn around, bro, I done let somebody else, hey, man, come on, bro, I got you, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, bro, I got extra shower, bro, here, bro,
you
know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you gotta do that, I don't
know. Like, bro, one of my partners, bro, this nigga is hell on the scale, bro, but I just had to tell, like, bro, just, you know what I'm saying, but that's because he just moved too fast, like, it's some people that just move too fast, you know what I'm saying, don't really like, so, you know what I'm saying, it's just how...
Ain't no moving that fast that you gotta forget to wash your ass, bro. Yeah, ain't no nigga finna tell me no shit like that. Nigga, wash your ass, bro. If you don't wash your ass, that
means
you
don't.
I'm
trying, bro. Look, bro, he not giving y'all, bro. He on y'all ass, man.
Nah,
I'm trying to give y'all a little bit. Like,
wash your ass, bro.
Try to give y'all a look.
Nah, ain't no leeway with none of this shit. That's why we doing this shit, because niggas been having too much leeway, bro. And now's the time for niggas to be telling you, but tighten up, bro. You's a fucking man, bro. A grown ass man at that. Tighten the fuck up,
hey,
bro.
Hey, so watch this, bro. So what age is a grown ass man?
Bro, the minute you feel like I'm grown, nigga, that mean you should be goddamn a par on everything, nigga. So shit, you wanna move like that, nigga? Move how grown, nigga, move. A grown man should be on some player shit, bro. Like, you clean, you upkeep your shit. Like, even I understand, like, it's getting the inflation out here is fucking up a lot of shit.
But what?
Even when it come to haircuts and shit like that, nigga, I remember I used to pay $25 for a cut, $10 for a lineup. Nigga, now, nigga, it's $60 for a cut. Nigga, $50 for a lineup. And this shit is outrageous. And you got some niggas that just like, oh, bro, I'm not finna pay that.
I don't care, but that's why I had to jump ship on my barber, and that's what I look like I do now, bro. Like, bro, I had a haircut in months, bro.
But look, though.
But I ain't finna pay that shit,
sometime
bro.
Sometimes you might need to pick up a new skill. I found
another barber that get me lined up, you know what I'm saying? Just clean me up, make me look presentable.
Sometimes you might need to pick up a new skill, all right? You don't want to foot the bill because you smoking too much weed or whatever, or you just spend money on too much other shit. Well, shit, nigga, go buy you a pair of Clippers.
I gotta spend my money on my weed, bro. I gotta smoke then.
Nah, we just talking about the general. Hey, nigga, go buy you some Clippers. Every grown man.
I got
man's,
trimmers. You know what I'm saying? You every like, grown man. You got a manscape. You know what I'm saying? You got a goddamn.
Nigga,
you know
every grown man right, should have Clippers. Some Clippers, some trimmers, and some, you know what and some whatever you need.
You know what I'm saying?
Get your shit together, bro. Don't be walking around here with the scruffy face.
Sometimes I got to do that shit myself. Just,
That make it look like, nigga, you don't care about yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And when you trying to do business out here, your appearance is everything, bro. Like,
but what?
When you talking to a motherfucker, you got to be somewhat neat at least, bro, to some degree.
My bad. I just thought it's crazy that you just brought that up because, as you know, I sell life insurance, right? Mm-hmm. So I noticed like the type of conversation if I'm talking to a person, right, and I got on like a T-shirt. Like, whether it's a plain shirt or I got some writing on or whatever, I get a whole different conversation when I got on the button-up. Whether it's a full button-up or a little three-button, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get a whole different type of conversation out of people when I have that on.
Appearance is everything, bro.
A shirt is respectable. A T-shirt ain't.
The way you appear to people is going to be everything. So, whoever you trying to reach, you gotta prepare yourself for that. So it's like shit.
That's what hood niggas too. I'm like, goddamn, nigga, I'm like you.
Man, like, nah, but some of these niggas don't
put that collar on.
Some of these niggas don't know when to put a collar on. Some of these niggas think it's T-shirt and jeans all the time, forces all the time, hat all the time, bro.
Yeah, again, you can't even get
in certain restaurants with a hat on. I know, like Ruth Chris, them niggas in the dough. That's one of my favorite restaurants. So. You better know shit. I gotta have my shit together because shit, as soon as they say take that hat off, I ain't finna be out here embarrassing myself. So I got my shit together.
It's certain restaurants and matter of fact, not only just out here, but certain restaurants and clubs out there in LA. You can't go in, bro. Ain't no sweats. Like, ain't no T-shirts. You gotta have on a collar shirt. You gotta have on jeans. Something like, ain't no plain shirts. Ain't no white or black tees.
You just need to explore those things because them places that you not getting into because you dress the way that you are, bro, you might be missing out on the opportunity that could change your life all because you don't want to change the way that you dress. And all I'm saying is, sometimes nigga change your perspective on this shit. Like,
We all
used to wearing T-shirt, jeans, tennis shoes, and shit every day. Hats.
White T-shirted.
But sometimes, nigga, you gotta switch up your look. Put on the suit. Put on the goddamn pair of slacks and a dress shirt.
I ain't got to that point just yet. Like, I put on, like my slacks is like Dickies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like some
slacks.
I ain't really gotten to that part yet. I dress business casual. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the business casual. I'm still mindset. I'm still working on getting into, you know what I'm saying? Cause I know now I didn't wear a suit. You know what I'm saying? Here and there over the years, but like just I haven't gotten to the mindset of wearing it often. Wearing a suit often. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's because you haven't really been taught that neither. A lot of us haven't been taught that to present ourselves in a certain way. You might get told that. It's a difference between somebody telling you something and somebody teaching you something. So if you don't have a good male role model that's implementing something like that in your life as a man, you know, you're not going to know really to pick that up off the bat. That's something you got to learn on down the way. And for me, I've had a lot of male role models and just people that I've looked up to and that I gave respect to and been like, this a nigga that I would follow if I was looking up to somebody. And, you know, I pick and apply certain shit. And shit, nigga, I done seen the niggas who been suited and booted, and I see the niggas who like me with the jewelry and shit. So I like both sides of this shit. So I know when to switch it up when it's time for that. And the compliments that you even get with certain things, like, you know, I work out and then, you know, I got my nice fitting clothes on. I get compliments all day with that. But when I suit up and boot up, that's a whole different look that people don't even see on the normal. So when you get the compliments off of that, it just make you as a man even be like, damn, I should start dressing like this more. So again, man, these niggas need to be taking care of their health the best way possible. But what's something you think that, what's the main, if you had to give a nigga something he should go by, that he should do every day in his life that's gonna make him better, what you think that is? Just one thing though.
Just one thing?
One thing.
That nigga should do every day.
That could make him better in his life.
I'm not gonna say the typical, you know what I'm saying? Because realistically, like, everybody's not spiritual nor religious, you know what I'm saying? Because most people assume I'm gonna say pray, you know what I'm saying? But, like, realistically, drink water. One thing you do every day, drink water. Because when drinking water, it'll dilute all the a lot of toxins in your body. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's from drugs, whether it's thoughts, everything, like, your body needs water. So drink water. What about you?
Man, wash your ass. That's one thing that can help you, bro. Washing your ass, bro.
Tell me why in Philly who's gonna say that. This thing is just there.
It can stop you from having a bad day.
Man, you never lie.
You just don't know the many things that can go wrong in your day from just not washing your ass, bruh.
Yeah.
And somebody smelling you. It can go a lot of ways for you. That's not gonna be in your favor.
So you gotta wash all that bullshit off, all that dirt, all that bacteria, all that negativity, all that, all, you know what I'm saying? All that yesterday. Yeah.
It's gotta go.
And let me tell y'all another thing, man. Because I hate when people say I had a bad day. Because if you let one 30-second conversation, one 30-minute, one bad hour fuck up the whole, the other 23, that's on your goof ass. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you can have bad moments. You can have a bad hour or two. Well, ain't no bad day. Because just how you have a fucked up conversation to piss you off, or some fucked up shit happening to piss you off, you can out there and turn around, do a couple good things, have a could be, you know what I'm saying? Be, you know what I'm saying? And, like, be a bit, you know what I'm saying? Have a better life now, boom. Now you had a good 3 hours. So you ain't had no bad day. You know what I'm saying? It was all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no more bad day. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Get out of that shit.
Definitely. Like, washing your ass can prevent you from having a bad day.
And drinking water. Say that. Yeah, be dehydrated, hot, irritated, you know what I'm saying? You gotta drink water, bro.
But nah, seriously, man, y'all niggas gotta take care of yourself, man. Love yourself, bro. If you don't love yourself, nobody else is, bro. Like, I see a lot of niggas on an everyday basis that just show signs they don't love themselves just by how they carry themselves. And how you carry yourself says a lot about you. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to look down on nobody or nothing, but it's just like, damn, that nigga might be going through some shit, cause shit, I damn sure wouldn't be doing no shit like that. You know, not myself.
Talk to somebody, like, man.
Yeah, a lot of niggas got a lot of things going on in the mental that they don't talk about. So it's like, shit, if you're not able to express yourself, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be trying to deal with things internally, but the action that you display,
crash the fuck out.
Yeah, but the action you display from the things you're dealing with internally, people not gonna understand what the hell going on, because you not, it's just not, it's gonna be looking like some weird shit. So make sure y'all got somebody y'all can talk to. You know what I'm saying? Confide in. You know what I'm saying? Just pick somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of times... This episode of the Many Men Podcast is brought to you by Kel-Tec Contracting. Kel-Tec Contracting is your one-stop solution for all your home improvements and renovation needs. Specializing in framing, decks, walls, paintings, custom woodwork, TV mounting, and, like, so much more. You know? That, you know what I'm saying? But the thing, great thing about Kel-Tec, they bring craftsmanship, precision and craftsmanship every time to every project. You know what I'm saying? So they treat every job, every customer, you know what I'm saying, with the respect they deserve and take it very seriously. You know what I'm saying? They're based in Georgia, but they're also willing to travel to all the surrounding states around and if you need your job done. You know, so you have a particular job done. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're trying to get... upgrade your outside, the patio, or get a new front porch, you know, or you just want a TV mounted in a particular area. Or even if you got a new office and you want little custom stuff done because you need a new, you want a new desk, you know, you want a custom chair or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Kel-Tec has you covered. So, guess what? Only thing you have to do to get a free quote, tell them the Many Men Podcast sent you. Say, hey, whether you shoot them a DM, shoot a text or call them, let them know. Say, hey, Many Men Podcast sent me. It says something about a free quote. Got you covered. And you might get a discount. Contact them. Great quality, done right every time. Kel-Tec Contracting.
But don't just pick anybody. Pick somebody you trust.
And that you fuck with, you know what I'm saying, that's going to listen. Like, even if they... ain't really, like, don't be around nobody that got bullshit. Don't talk to nobody that got bullshit going on, too. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is, where they're not trying to better themselves or their situation. Find somebody that's trying to better themselves or in a better mental space than you are.
Find somebody older. Find somebody with wisdom.
That, too. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a lot of things that a lot of... the younger people have gotten away from is the connection with the older generation, man. It's like, bruh, you got to stay connected, bruh. This is how you get the guidance that you need out here. Besides, you know what I'm saying, being led by God, because he order all of our footsteps. But you need your elderly to give you the preventable routes to things. Like, hey, man, I've been in your shoes before. I know what you're going through. This is what you can do to prevent that. But, you know, people not doing that no more, so they crashing out more and more every day because they ain't listening to nobody. They listening to themselves or their partners or these sad-ass songs that niggas be making out here. And it's like, bruh, them ain't nothing but depression. Niggas be walking around depressed.
People on Instagram and TikTok, they ain't got shit else going on. But
niggas be walking around depressed, not even realizing it. You just, cause you don't. It's hard to read what depression is, but once you realize, damn, I might be depressed. It's just you gotta just check the shit that you got going on. Like shit, if it's some shit that you normally wouldn't be doing, like just check yourself, man. You know you better than anybody else. So at the end of the day, man, find people you can talk to. Make sure you taking care of your health. Make sure you washing your ass, brushing your teeth, all that good nature. Drink your water.
Using condoms.
Use them condoms. Yeah, because too many niggas having babies out here too, man. Y'all niggas having babies.
Man, my bitch, y'all know y'all ain't trying to fuck with, bro. They ain't goddamn leaving the baby all screaming and shit, bro. Y'all lame in here, goddamn being.
Yeah, not only
shit,
that, bro. Niggas not.
Man, take care of your fucking responsibilities, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta be with the bitch, you goddamn be a parent, nigga, be a father, nigga, take care of your kid, nigga.
Niggas not taking care of them.
Send that bitch some money, bro.
And that shit ain't
your
cool.
Your kids out here, bro, send that bitch some money, bro. Goofy ass, man.
If you
pick up your kid, nigga.
If you got kids out here, take care of your kids.
Go see your kid, bro. You grew up without your daddy, bro, so I dare you.
It's a joy to be able to bring a person in this world that's created from you. So why wouldn't you wanna be in that person life, bruh? That's just crazy. So
that should be funny as hell, man.
Yeah. But if you got kids,
I'm talking about kids. Like kids be funny.
Nah,
bro,
the kids is funny, but
they get annoying as hell, don't get me wrong.
These niggas funny though. These niggas be acting like they doing the most out here. Man, I take care of this, that, and the third. Niggas don't be doing shit out here. Niggas be running their fucking mouth.
Man, they go nigga, much take care of your kids. Kid,
nigga, take care of your responsibilities. Shit, accountability is everything, man, and that's a lot of things that niggas don't have is accountability. A lot of niggas like to place blame on other people. It start with yourself first, bro, because sometimes you allow shit. So before you get to blaming other folks, what did you allow to happen to let these folks make you feel like they did something to you? You allowed that shit because you could have not fucked with them folks. So at the end of the day, man, take accountability for the things that you go through in your life as well. Don't just put everything off on other folks or find a way out of that situation. Find out what you did to allow that situation to go down so you cannot make those same decisions in the future. You feel me? So be smart, bruh. I'm watching a lot of niggas not be smart out here, bruh. Be smart. Because y'all niggas is smart, bruh, but y'all just be
y'all dumb. Do dumb shit.
Yeah, y'all just be doing dumb ass shit.
Like, think before you act. You know what I'm saying? Think before you speak. Think before you react. You know what I'm saying? Can these y'all just go with the first you know what I'm saying? Then you going around listening to another dumb ass nigga. And they're like, man, like,
a lot of these niggas on drugs. Fuck up, man. It's a, and see, it's a different wave out here of people that you dealing with. Like, I'ma just be like this. I'm not just no old ass nigga, but my era of niggas coming up, shit, the most we did was smoke weed. Then, but these niggas is taking Zans, goddamn Percocets. They done went from the 5s to 10s to 20s to 30s. Niggas is taking, niggas so perked out. Niggas is dying off of the fake perks because they just fiending for a perk. And you got niggas out here who just want to make money, bro. And that's another thing, bro.
Bro, you know what's up, bro? You don't want to know something, bro? Like, it's crazy. It's like, I used to got down. I said it one time. I was like, bro, if you know a nigga that's selling fake perk, bro, go ride that nigga, bro. Call your local robber.
Nah, we can't be promoting that.
You right, but what? Let me finish. Listen, mind you, I'm not promoting violence. I'm not saying go do. I'm just saying like, if you like, if this is what you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't like, you know. Like, cause I'm gonna tell you something, just like
bruh,
that.
Take but that air, bro. You fucked up. You shouldn't have been buying that shit in the first place.
You right, but that, but at the same time, but watch this though. But listen, but the reason why I brought it up is because just recently, you know what I'm saying, I somewhat had to eat my words. You know what I'm saying, but at the same time, I don't do that. Far as like, I don't rob niggas. You know what I'm saying. So it's like I'm not really eating my words. But at the same just time,
as a disclaimer,
it's a nigga.
None of you niggas should be robbing niggas out here.
Nah, bro. Definitely not. You know what I'm saying?
There's too many ways for you to be getting money.
Go get a job, find a skill, get a hustle.
If you still robbing, bruh, you just being lazy at that point, bruh. You not really trying to find no way to make no money, bruh, because there's too many ways to make money out here, so you don't got to rob no more, bruh.
He's absolutely
correct. That's a better way to keep your ass out of fucking jail, out of prison.
You going to end up dead in jail doing that shit.
We need our people on the streets, bruh. We don't need y'all in jail, bro. So
or nigga, dead. Because you gonna rob the wrong nigga. Or you gonna attempt to rob the wrong nigga and get your ass flammed.
That too, you know nigga. You might just be on the other end of that situation thinking you finna be up.
Cause I know some niggas that don't do that. I'm not saying do it.
The demand's up here for them fake ass perks.
Let me just
and that's why I brought it up. Like the demand, like it's y'all niggas is jaded the fuck out. Cause the demand is for them shits is up here.
For my people in the streets, bro. Listen, I know you trying to get your money by any means. I ain't knocking no nigga hustle, bro.
Man, you ain't gotta kill a nigga, man.
It's like, bro, it ain't never that serious, my nigga.
Hell nah, bro.
There's too many ways to get rich out here, bro.
It is.
And if you ain't finding a better way, you around the wrong niggas. You need to get around some niggas who know some more shit so you can goddamn elevate, bro. Cause even this shit, like, you only got so much time with this street shit. Like,
but nigga, bro, the streets is dead, man. I don't know if anybody told y'all, man, but the streets dead, man. You can't call that nigga no more, man. He ain't picking up, you know what I'm saying? He ain't fronting nobody else, bro. Like, the streets dead, you know what I'm saying? Go get you a J-O-B.
Nigga, go get you some credit.
That too.
Go get you a business. Go start.
You know what I'm saying? LLC. Guess what? Shit. Another thing, part of health, having your health right and your mental right, you having you some motherfucking money, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you some money.
Get you some health insurance, some life insurance, and have you some money saved too, bro.
don't got spend to. Everything that you got. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have something put up because
real soon be able to get them investments, got them going for y'all, real investments, you know what I'm saying? Cause y'all gotta have some money, long term money.
If you spend everything you got, bro, you ain't never got nothing for your next thing that you wanna do. Save your money, bro. Don't be so in the rush to spend that shit as soon as you get it. You know what I'm saying? Have fun though. But make sure y'all doing shit right, bro. I be saying niggas just going outside, bro. And you ain't gotta go outside like that, bro. It's just like some niggas just don't know no better though.
And nah, you know, sure, bro. You gonna do what you know, you gonna do what you talk. Do what
that's you why say. You gotta get around different type of niggas, bro. So you can learn some different type of shit. I ain't always know the type of shit that I know. But I got around different type of individuals that knew some shit. And shit, for what I took from certain motherfuckers, I applied that shit. So it's like,
and listen, when we tell them, listen, when we say go find something legit, we don't mean go be a rapper. Stop. It's too many of them niggas. That shit oversaturated.
Nah, if you want to be a rapper, go be a rapper. But be damn good at it. Don't be no cheap rapper. This shit ain't cheap. You got to invest in yourself to get something back from it too, though. So it's like,
you gonna need you some onions.
But you gotta do your research on this. It's a business at the end of the day. Anything you finna do, listen, brother, USA is a business, bro. So you need to be operating in a business type mind frame anyway, bro. Like, you need to be operating in a business mindset, however you doing. Even if you got a job, bro, you need to have you an LLC on the side, bro. It's gonna work you a world of wonders, bro, when you gonna do your taxes, cause them tax deductions for your business is a motherfucker, bro. That's so scary, y'all bro. Niggas don't even know, like, bro. Old. Even living with, like, people live in this personal system. That's how they getting you, because you paying high ass taxes. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a business, so you don't have no real tax write offs. And if you got kids, that might be the only way you get some extra income, bro. Go get you a business, bro.
Put your name in the business. Whatever your name is, whatever on your ID, go on your state secretary website and put that name in, put LLC at the end. That's what everybody needs to do. That's most important. To put everything you got in your personal name, move it, switch it over. Get your EIN number for that, for your LLC in your name, and boom. That's the best way to go.
Go get you a business, bro. Just at the end of the day, secure yourself, cause nobody gonna give a fuck about you how you give a fuck about yourself. So, and that's just real talk. At the end of the day, I done been through all type of situations where people gave me their word and they didn't come through. So what you gotta do is make sure you come through for yourself, cause ain't nobody gonna have your back like you gonna have your back. So make sure your foundation is always good, because when the motherfucker ready to tell you I'm done with you, it's over with. So you gotta still keep shit rolling, and you don't wanna stop your process. So the best thing to do is have some shit on the side anyway. That way you can always be in motion. So if anything was to arrive, oh bro, I'm already good, I got this going. So if you really wanna just do it at full time, now you got the opportunity to. But bro, find you something you want to do out here. It's too many opportunities for niggas to be getting money, bro. They got grants out here for all kind of shit, for males, for small businesses, for people of different ethnicities. Black, you know what I'm saying? So it's money out here, bro. It's money out here, bro. We got to goddamn go get the money. And it's you got to be touching that new money every day. It's something out here for you to get, bro. So if you ain't getting no money, you a lazy nigga in 2024. It's so easy to get money now, bro. If you not getting no money, bro, you tripping. I don't know what you want. You burnt out.
Ain't tripping, bro. Listen, these jobs is hiring, bro. Because guess what? If you ain't got shit going on, bro, like, go get you a job till you figure some shit out. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you're going to learn discipline at that job. You're going to learn teamwork at that job. And guess what? You're going to get motherfucking paid from that job.
Get what?
You know what I'm saying? You're going to learn some shit. And guess what? You might end up running into a motherfucker that spark your, you know what I'm saying?
Every job I worked at, my whole main goal was, because I knew I wanted to work for myself at some point in time in my life. But I knew I needed the foundation, the education, and the research to get there. I didn't go to a school to get all this business knowledge. I didn't take a business course. I did go to college. I ain't finished, but I did videography production in there, but I didn't finish. But at the end of the day, I knew I still wanted to work for myself. So every job that I worked at, I wanted to make sure I could learn all the positions there so I could excel to the next level. My whole main thing was I'm trying to get to that manager level. I want to get behind the doors and see what the hell they know. What the hell is a POS and a P&L and all this shit. Profit margin loss. How we doing on the year-to-date sales and stuff like that. Like, all of that stuff is essential to your business. So I did get to that level, but it was trials and tribulations to get there. But once I finally got there, I was able to utilize some of those blueprints in what I'm doing today. So some things you got to go and do. So if you the type that don't want to work a 9-to-5, you might have to start there and gain some knowledge until you get to where you want to get to. Because, you know what I'm saying? I took that route. And now I'm working for myself. So it's like you got to – and then you got to have the faith and the ambition to know that whatever you set in your mind to do, bro, you know you finna go and do that shit. Because there's a lot of niggas that say they want to do things – but they don't never put no action behind it.
What?
You got to put action behind anything that you say you want to do so it can actually come to life. That's the only way that's going to happen. So you can sit here and think all day, but as long as you thinking and just talking, ain't nothing getting done. It's just a lot of talking and thinking. Go and do the shit that you just said you was finna do so you can make the shit come true.
Yeah, you know what? You can dream all you want, you can have hopes all you want, but if you ain't putting no action behind it, you ain't putting no footwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get out here and do it. You gotta get in the motion of, you know
the
what
same
saying?
Footwork y'all niggas put into chasing these hoes, these women, excuse me.
Bro, nah, you gotta put fuck that. They be chasing hoes, don't be chasing women. They be chasing hoes.
All the above.
You know what I'm saying? They be chasing hoes. But they be like, half these niggas be out here dealing with bitches. They're only dealing with them because they spending some money. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, they giving up all their time because they ain't got no money to spend. All
right. How you use your time is everything. That's going to determine how...
That's something you can't get back. You can't get more of.
That's going to determine how you living. What you doing with your time determines the results on what you doing in your everyday life. It's going to show itself. So, if you bullshitting, it's going to show. If you doing something, it's going to show. You ain't even got to tell nobody. Niggas got eyes, bro. Niggas might not say nothing to you, but they see.
And get what? Not only they see, they talk. You know what I'm saying? You think that nigga down there don't know what the hell you got going on. He know. Because that person over there done told him. Because they done heard from that person over there.
That's why, as a man, bro, you got to make sure you own your shit at all times. Make sure you doing your best.
Whether you doing good or bad.
When you get up out your bed, man, make sure you trying to be the best person than you was the day before. And try not to make so many of the same mistakes that you done already made, bruh. The whole point of life, bruh, is to learn, bruh, and the journey, have a journey with this. And you're going to go through some tests, and you're going to have to withstand these tests. Don't fold up, because you're going to be tested throughout your whole life. Exactly. And everything is just a test for you to get to the next level, bruh. So, as a man, bruh, y'all got to toughen up out here, get tougher skin. You know what I'm saying? Stop being so fragile. I know a lot of niggas raised by their mama, so you ain't got to say it or not, but that's why you got a lot of bitch-ass niggas out here. Because they really don't even know they got a lot of feminine ways, because I know a lot of niggas that... raised with mamas and sisters. I know some niggas that don't really got feminine ways like that, that was raised around the household like that, but it's a lot more niggas that was raised like that, but they don't realize that the way that they react to things are in feminine way of acting or reacting to things. So, bro, you got to check yourself. That's why I say you got to get around some good male role models who going to put you on game, bro. Like, nah, bro, that ain't the way you supposed to be acting, bro. You got to move like this. Like, arguing with females, no, bro. You ain't even finna win the argument, for one. So, trying to get your point across, you can say what you trying to say, but don't argue with them, bro. It's not worth it. You wasting your time, your breath.
Keep your hands off them.
Yeah, and keep your hands off the women, bro. Like, if she getting you that mad, bro, go leave.
Bro, ain't no way in hell, bro. Like,
that's why you niggas need to have some money, because a lot of you niggas ain't got nowhere to go, because you ain't got no money. You stuck with a bitch because you living off of her.
Wrong move. And that's why she cussing your punk ass out.
Wrong move, bro.
You supposed to protect them by providing, not her.
Wrong move, bro. You out here moving. Driving moving wrong. Damn car. You need to move right. You niggas moving left when you need to be moving right. So with that being said, bro, tighten up. Get on your shit. At least just, even if you ain't got your own shit, bro, just have something. So can't nobody just say you ain't got shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because the worst thing could be is a nigga that ain't got shit, you ain't shit, and you ain't never gonna be shit. You know what I'm saying? So don't be one of them niggas, bro.
Hell
you got,
no.
You got 24 hours to change that whole perspective about yourself if you is one of them kind of niggas, bro.
Yeah,
you got every day to change, bro. It's all on the choices that you making, bro. You niggas is in the position that you in because of the choices that you making. Whether you in a good position or a bad position, it's all on the choices that you making. And ain't nobody perfect out here.
Hell no.
It's just what type of person you is, what type of mindset you got. A lot of you niggas goddamn got one track mindset, bro. You gotta open your mind up, bro. It's more than what you just own, bro. We get that you own what you own and you own that shit. But the rest of the world ain't on that shit, bro. The rest of the world on some other shit. And you just the only nigga moving how you moving, bro. You gotta tap in, bro. That's why you not moving at the rate that you wanna be at. You gotta move in sync, move in harmony with the universe, bro. Get your shit together. Main thing, have your health, your wealth, and your mental together, bro. That's gonna be a world of a lot of trouble saved for a lot of niggas, bro. When you got some money in your pocket, bro, you feel better. Can't no nigga tell me that, bro. When you got a couple extra $100 in your pocket, bro, you don't feel good, bro. That might not be something to a lot of niggas, but to some niggas, bro, a couple $100 is the most they ever had. So, again, at the end of the day, when you can go buy you a little fresh outfit and some shoes and goddamn whatever, it make a nigga feel good. Yeah, man. So, hopefully, man, some of these things that we've been discussing, hopefully they was able to get through to some of y'all that may need to have heard what was said. But
if it didn't, rewatch this motherfucker again and again and again to a dude, because you need to understand what the hell we understand, what we talking about.
Definitely.
Y'all need to get it, you know what I'm saying? Watch this motherfucker every day if you need to.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Until you make it a wish to wash your ass, drink you some water, and make sure you're using them condoms.
Yeah, man, definitely, man, because
and holding your motherfucking self accountable.
Accountability is everything.
And get you some motherfucking money.
Touch it every day.
And not to get in these hoes, but to pay your bills, take care of your kids, take care of your family, help your mama, whatever it is. Even if she get on your nerves and you don't like some of the shit she do in the day, that's your mama. She had you. She did whatever she did. But in the day, she gave birth to your black ass, and you gonna respect her. Or your white ass, whoever you is that's watching this. Help
her. This, man. Hey. At the end of the day, man, y'all just tighten up as individuals, man. Be a better you. You know what I'm saying? If you got everything to do to make a change in your life, bro. You know what you need to be doing. So don't play yourself. Upgrade yourself. You feel me? So, with that being said, y'all niggas do better. And if not, hey man, it's on you. It's your boy GTM2J.
Boy, Finesse Guy Franco.
Hey man, we're gonna catch y'all next time on the Many Men Podcast. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, comment, subscribe. All that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, make sure y'all hit the like, share, subscribe, and you know what I'm saying.
Comment too. Tell us what y'all think. Tell us what y'all want. You know what I'm saying. What y'all want to talk about. You know what I'm saying. Because we gonna be doing. We gonna be talking. We gonna be talking about some of the comments. You know what I'm saying. Reading over some of the comments. You know what I'm saying. And
right. We ain't going nowhere, nigga. We gonna be doing this basically to let it be understood. We doing this shit. So y'all let us know some of the shit y'all want us to elaborate on out here. You know what I'm saying? Drop them topics in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's up. And you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you need to be on here,
hit us up in the DM. We'll see what's going on. We'll make something work. So we're going to catch y'all next time.
Pull up. I bet you won't pull up. Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Come tap in. You know what I'm saying? Locked in, twin.
All right, we're going to catch y'all next time.